It's 11 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Tara Lazinski with Natalie Sampson and Ryan English. First, for the weather conditions. It's sunny and 7 degrees outside the East York studios. And now here's our top headlines. The summer's G20 summit, security details were released. In hockey, Leafs got beat by the Florida Panthers. And in entertainment, Adam McGoyan's movie Chloe premieres this weekend. And now to our top story. The G20 will meet in June, north of Toronto, and property managers and company representatives were briefed yesterday about the security measures. Constable Ed Butler of Toronto Police gave the group the details, including two 3-meter high fences that will surround the perimeter of the meeting site. In addition, the innermost security zone will include 5 levels of security screening for the comings and goings. The security measures are expected to be beyond anything Canada has seen. Exact details, including security boundaries, are not expected to be released until about 2 weeks before the event. Hundreds of Canadian Sikhs protested outside the Le Meridien King Edward Hotel yesterday. Inside, an Indian cabinet minister spoke on a talking tour. Protesters were angry that the government had allowed India's Highway Minister, Kamal Nath, into the country. Nath had been present at a riot in New Delhi in 1984, where a father and son burned to death and a Sikh temple was torched. The riot followed the assassination of then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. A commission into the riot ruled Nath's role in the riot. Despite this, the group yesterday alleged Nath's violated human rights and wants the government to exclude him and prevent him from entering the country. The Toronto Transit Commission is in the hot seat again today as a Yonge Street BIA accuses them of neglect. The business improvement area for downtown Yonge Street has cited numerous repairs needed at stations from Wellesley to King. They have been monitoring the station since last spring and say only 4 issues have been addressed. The group argue visitors' perceptions of the area is tainted by the station's ill repair and they require renovations. Many subsidized daycares across the province are facing an uphill battle to stay open. Some parents are starting to wonder what they will do with their children. With a story, here's Tristan Carter.
A storm is brewing for Ontario's subsidized daycares. Full-day kindergarten and cuts to subsidies are threatening to force daycares to close their doors and are causing parents to worry about the future. Heather Butcher, a mother of 2 children on subsidy, states how she is feeling about this.
Terrified. Without subsidy, I got no child care. I can't afford it.
Federal subsidy money will expire on April 1st of this year, and the province does not seem set to pick up the bill. Helen Kiprios has been the director of Roywood Child Care for over 20 years, but she is not sure how much longer her daycare will last.
I have a capacity of 49 kids, and out of my 49 children, the 30 is on subsidy. So that is going to be a disaster for my center. Or it's going to be a disaster for parents trying to find the money. But how can they find the money if they couldn't survive before?
Even with the full-day kindergarten, Butcher said she would still have to pay for childcare.
What the board is trying to do is have daycare within the same classroom. So we have to pay $30 a day for my children to be taken care of before school, during lunch, and after school. And I can't afford that. That's why I depend on subsidy.
Although many parents oppose the changes to childcare in this province, Kipio says she will wait to see the effects before she passes judgment.
Definitely we needed a change. Now, going to this change might be good. Time will tell.
It's Tristan Carter, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's the news. Now here's Natalie with sports.
Thanks, Tara, and hello, everyone. Former Toronto netminder Scott Clemenson had a hand in breaking a 3-game winning streak for the Leafs last night. The Florida Panthers beat the Leafs 4-1 at the ACC. Clemenson stole the show, shutting out 42 of 43 shots. David Booth got the scoring started in the first period, and he came back after the 1-minute mark in the third period to score the Panthers' second goal. Third period goals for the Panthers followed from Michael Froelich and an open netter by Jason Garrison. The lone Leafs goal came from Frederick Sjostrom 17 minutes into the third. Leafs coach Ron Wilson told the Canadian press after the game that he thinks all the recent good press may have gone to the heads of the younger players. The Leafs get another chance at a win tomorrow in Atlanta. Don't expect Ultimate Fighting to be coming to Toronto anytime soon. Yesterday's promotional appearance at the Eaton Centre by UFC President Dana White will be as close as it's going to get for now. White spoke to a crowd of about 300 mostly young male fans yesterday. The mixed martial arts competition is banned in Ontario, but UFC pay-per-view fights attract tens of thousands of viewers in Canada. According to the Toronto Star, UFC officials say that the league would bring about $23 million in spending to the city. Premier Dalton McGuinty was unmoved by calls to lift the ban. McGuinty told the Star that the issue was not a priority for most Ontarians and that adding it to the agenda would be nothing but a distraction. Dignitaries, officials, and athletes attended a memorial service yesterday for the Georgian luger killed at the Winter Olympics. VanOck President John Furlong and gold medal luger Felix Locke were some of those who went to Georgia to commemorate Nodar Kumatrishvili. Following the rites of the Georgian Orthodox Church, the ceremony was held 40 days after Kumarichvili died on a practice run at the Vancouver Games. The International Olympic Committee announced it would help fund a luge track to be built in the athlete's honor in Bakuriani, Georgia. The fallen luger's father told the Associated Press that his son's death must not prevent the sport's development. Well, a month after their Olympic debut, Scarborough teens Vanessa Crone and Paul Poirier are off to the World Figure Skating Championships in Turin, Italy. And as The Observer's Ryan Jagru reports, the talented pair has shown that the Scarborough Figure Skating Club can develop world-class athletes.
This lady on the phone, she has, what's really great is this was, she's talking about a 9-year-old boy who is just got totally inspired by figure skating and watching ice dancing and watching figure skating, and our membership has gone up tremendously.
Every time we see them in the Kiss and Cry area, they're always saying, hi, Scarborough. And it's just, you know, I think everybody here just feels more bonded to, you know, this is a local team that's made it.
That's it for sports. Now here's Ryan with entertainment.
Thanks, Natalie, and good morning, everyone. Veteran Canadian director Adam McGoyan premieres his new film, Chloe, to theaters across Canada this Friday. The thriller stars Julianne Moore, Liam Neeson, and Amanda Seyfried, and was shot here in Toronto. According to Toronto Life, Moore plays a brooding wife questioning her husband's fidelity and seeks out the help of a prostitute, played by Seyfried, to catch him in the act. Jay Roach, the director of the Austin Powers trilogy, claims creator and actor Mike Myers is writing a fourth edition to the franchise, according to PerezHilton.com. The last time Roach and Myers collaborated on an Austin Powers film was in 2002. A release date has not been set. Working as an actor in Canada can be difficult. The Canadian film industry is smaller than its American counterpart and commands a smaller profile. And as Observer Radio News' Michael Gibbons reports, actors also have to learn how to properly navigate the media landscape.
Working as an actor in Canada can be difficult. The Canadian film industry is smaller than its American counterpart and commands a smaller profile. Learn how to properly navigate the media. Actors are the most visible parts of any film or play. Because of this, they have a special responsibility to the production to be available for interviews. Actor-screenwriter Sujeet Varughese knows that he needs to be on his game during an interview.
Now, in the last 10 years with the rise of tabloid journalism, you really don't know what you're getting yourself into, so you have to be careful, because an actor is the public face of whatever they're involved in, and the public blames you regardless. Like, they blame you for bad writing.
Stage actor Evan Bouillon finds it strange that people who deal with the media, like theater actors, are not better trained for interviews.
I think you learn over time what you should say and what you shouldn't say. Like, you know, they train athletes how to do interviews, you know, and they kind of let actors kind of flounder around and discover what they should and shouldn't say.
And a good interview benefits journalists as well as actors. Michael Gibbons, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Ewan McGregor is slated to star in Madonna's new film about King Henry VIII, according to the Daily Star. The biopic, simply titled We, also stars Vera Farmiga, who will play McGregor's love interest in the movie. Madonna made her directorial debut in 2008 with the film Filth and Wisdom. We'll be back with Tara for the wrap.
How would you like to save dollars while serving your family the best in beef, pork, chicken, and lamb? Sounds impossible. Well, it isn't. If you own a home freezer and buy your meats from a wholesaler called Bezzy's Meat Locker, hundreds of families have discovered that it actually costs less to serve prime ribs, steaks, and chops than it does to scrimp along on bargain hamburgers and tough cuts. The secret? Buy your meat in quantity from Compezzi's. Imagine 100 pounds of prime beef steaks and roast for less than $3 a pound. Save even more purchasing a quarter of a side with every side of beef. Compezzi throws in 20 pounds of chicken, 10 pounds of bacon, a leg of spring lamb, absolutely free. If you don't own a freezer, Compezzi's will get you started in style. Buy any of their 300-pound freezers and Compezzi's will give you a freezer for meat festivals, even frozen gourmet casseroles, all free with the purchase of a new freezer. Prices for freezers start at $399, and terms can be arranged. Beat the high cost of living. Come into Compezzi's and see which plan is best for your family. Compezzi's has two locations, in Lakeport Shopping Center and downtown at 1338 Fifth Street.
And that's our show for now. Get more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll be back with more updates. Until then, I'm Tara Lozinski. On behalf of the team here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.